I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Thursday morning, the 13th of March, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 19. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. And then we go to the New Testament, to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verse 61. But he kept silent and answered nothing. That was Jesus Christ when he was being interviewed, and he responded by saying nothing. You know, this message probably applies to me more than it applies to you. But we need to sometimes keep silent. Jesus never wasted his words. His speech was always yes or no, but nothing in between. He was decisive. You and I need to become more like that, and it will cost us a lot less pain and confusion. We need to learn to measure our words. You know that wars, international wars, have started through foolish words. I know of marriages that have been destroyed by men and women who cannot control their tongues. We need to be careful. Many marriages have been destroyed through foolish words. If we haven't got anything good to say about someone, then rather don't say a word. You know, the Wesley brothers, John Wesley, Charles Wesley, were instrumental by God to start one of the biggest revivals the world has ever known. Charles was the hymn writer. Some of the most beautiful hymns that we sing were written by Charles Wesley. And John was the evangelist. Charles used to often say about his brother, "If you want to keep a secret, then don't tell my brother." I hope my wife is not listening to this message today. You know, Billy Graham is an evangelist that I have a great respect for. He has literally touched millions and millions of lives all over the world. He wrote his biography, his autobiography, called Just As I Am. It's a very heart-wrenching book because he kept nothing back. He said it all. And right at the back of his book, he's got a chapter and he speaks about regrets. He said, "I have a few regrets." He said, "One of them is that if I had to do it again, I would speak less. I would study more. I would pray more." I want to say to you today, let's keep silent and only speak when we really have to. Jesus bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.